Happy New Year, Samoa. Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed. Happy New Year. And, Tom, you know that this is the last day we can say Happy New Year as black people.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yes. From this day on, we run into King Day. So you can't run Happy New Year into King Day. White people can say Happy New Year all the way up to January 30th. But black people, this is it for us.
We have to cut it off.
This is starting the King celebration now. You can't run King in the Happy New Year.
On to the next
one. You understand what I'm saying? Right. This is unwritten law, I'm saying. We got to know by January 15th, this is the last day for Happy New Year's.
Black people,
you've heard
it from Samoa. You've been warned.
Samoa, I got to tell you, girl, your body game, your swag on stage,
no.
I watch you all the time. You look so good, girl.
Always.
Are you you boxing? Simple said you was boxing.
Girl, I do. When I tell you, I do everything. I box, I jump rope, I swim, I lift weights. The only thing I don't do, I don't diet. I cannot diet.
My diet is out the window.
To do what you do takes
a lot of energy. You might as well go and do the diet. Throw that in
there. But you got to drive past Krispy Kreme and KFC and all that to get to where you're going. So I practice my self control in the gym and I can't do it with eating. I'm sorry, but I thank you though. I try.
So
I'm holding it down for the women over 40. Right now, you know, I'm excited because this weekend kicks off the Festival of Laughs in Miami, Florida, this Saturday. Let me tell you, it's cold everywhere else in the country, but this weekend it is beautiful in Miami. We kick it off at the James L. Knight Center. The fabulous show is Samoa, Ari Spears, Arnaz J., Earthquake, and Marvin Dixon all on one stage this Saturday night. I'm excited about it. I want everybody in Miami to get your tickets, come out and see the Festival of Laughs. Then, starting next Saturday night, is the beginning of the Standing Ovation Tour. Kick off a 25-city tour. We're kicking it off in Newark, New Jersey at the NJ Pack with Gary Owens, Arnaz J., Tony Rock, and myself. We're starting off 25 cities. We was able to even afford Huggy this year. So we might go broke with Huggy on it because we couldn't afford Huggy for the last 2 years.
Wow.
So we were able to afford Huggy this year. So this is going to be a good thing.
Sybil, Samoa is excited about the Whitney Houston biopic coming up on Lifetime.
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
She's a big Whitney Houston fan.
What you think about it, Samoa?
I'm from Jersey.
That's your
home girl. I'm from Jersey. Whitney's from Newark. Well, she's from East Orange. We kick off the festival next week. Let me tell y'all something. If they don't do Whitney right, my whole set will be on Lifetime. Because they can't do Whitney like they did Aaliyah. Didn't nobody look like themselves in the Aaliyah movie. They couldn't even play Aaliyah's songs in the Aaliyah documentary. Come on now.
I think that Angela Bassett is going to do right by this. I really do.
Well, I don't know. I've seen the trailer so far. They ain't even got Bobby's complexion right.
Or the gap.
Bobby they got is too light. They got the hairstyle right.
Bobby look like Smokey Robinson. I mean, what's going on?
Does he have a gap?
They decided to go against the gap because she said it looked like he just had a Sharpie down the front of his teeth. They couldn't work the gap in either. So.
You said they got the hair, Samoa.
Yeah.
You said some more. You said they got the hair.
He got the Gumby.
No.
He's got the Gumby hair.
And Bobby had a little texturizer in his Gumby. We just got to get it right.
Chance.
I mean,
give it a chance.
Right? Like, come on now. They got to get it right. I mean, if y'all not gonna put the people in the movie, at least get their complexion right and their physical and their physical appearance right. They had Missy Elliott skinny with a big jogging suit on. Come on now,
and Aaliyah.
We got to get it right for Whitney.
Sure
we love you.
We got to get it right for Whitney. Thank y'all. Everybody, make sure y'all come out and support it.